Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Hi, welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. Appreciate you folks always joining us as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's stars here on the College of Pro Players Platform Show. We have a fantastic guest with a great backstory. It's FAU standout defensive back safety, if you will, Sherrod Neesman. And like I said, when we get this gentleman on and kind of delve into what he brings to the table, you're going to walk away thoroughly impressed by the dedication that he and kind of the mountain he has climbed to reach the summit where he's at currently today. And we're talking NFL draft next week, folks, next Thursday, April 28th, Chicago for the second straight year. Things are going to get underway. And as we know, there's been a lot of action. The Rams and Eagles both have slotted themselves 1 and 2 in the draft. I'm sure there's going to be other things falling down the draft path, I guess, if you will, that night of the 28th. But with that said, as promised, at Florida Atlantic standout, Sherrod Neesman. Sherrod, we appreciate you sharing your afternoon with us. Can you believe your teammates are kind of preparing for spring football and you're preparing for the NFL draft?
Yeah, that it is crazy not being out there with my teammates. I've been to the spring game, and I was out at the practices and stuff. And, you know, just watching football and watching them take the field without you and stuff is, you know, you get kind of sad. But you know, I know I'm preparing for a bigger task at hand. So,
I'm excited. You know, some of the I'm sure it has to be a thrilling moment, a period of your life. We joke around sometimes. Some of the guys that come on the show, we know they're in your shoes. You know, spring ball practice, you're accustomed to being at practice. Have you woken up yet maybe one of these mornings and think that you missed practice?
No, I haven't. I mean, I get up in the morning anyways, but, you know, go work out and whatnot. So.
And obviously, I mean, anyone who's not aware, I mean, you have a terrific backstory. I mean, you know, coming out of high school, no love at all. And then you kind of, you know, you're working jobs 3 in the morning and lo and behold, you get yourself to FAU and you just, you know, you excel. But I'm curious, I mean, you've been playing Pop Warner since your Pee Wee days. I mean, when did you kind of start, you know, delving into the football thing?
Yeah, I played football for as long as I could play football. I think my first sport was T-ball or something like that. And then I was real bad. I never hit the ball. I think I always hit the T. And once I got old enough, you know, I started playing football, and I liked it ever since that day. So I've been playing football for as long as I can remember, since I was old enough.
Nice. And what's your explanation? I mean, I'm sure you've been asked 1,000 times, but how did you slip through the cracks coming out of high school?
Just, you know, overlooked. I was from an area which I'm pretty sure a lot of us got overlooked. There was other, you know, players on my team that were good players and never really got a shot. But my senior year, my head coach got into some trouble. He got in an accident. One of our assistant coaches got killed in our accident. And he happened to be under the intoxication. He was intoxicated, so. He got a manslaughter case, and you know he got fired. Great coach, but you know it was a tragedy. He got fired. We had an interim head coach take over, and he just kind of finished out the season. And after the season was over, he left. So he left all us really out to dry. So I reached out to schools myself. Tried to get some interest. I emailed as many coaches as I could, trying to put my own name out there. You know, it just didn't work out the way I expected. I made my own highlight tape and put it on YouTube and sent it out to, you know, all these different, whatever email I could find on the internet. That's the only way I could, you know, get in touch with anyone. So, and I just tried it like that. It didn't work out, unfortunately, but fortunately, I knew a coach, a head coach down in West Palm Beach in Jupiter, Florida, coaches at Dwyer High School, and he got me in touch with the FAU coach here in Boca Raton, and you know, ever since that day, you know, he got me into the program. They gave me a shot. They said I had to walk on. They couldn't give me any preferred walk on to get me onto the team, so I had to walk on and make the team. So, you know, I did that, and I've been rolling with it ever since.
And you definitely have been rolling with that. So that's the understatement of the day with Sherrod Neesman, the standout Florida Atlantic safety, joining us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show, you want to listen to it again or download it at your leisure, you know it's available at iTunes, blogtalkradio.com, and we'll be having his bio page up as well at collegeyourpro.com. So, I mean, you get on campus. I mean, what's your thought process? I mean, I know everybody wants to have a shot at the, you know, the big time, the NFL, but, I mean, are you just kind of happy? I know you're not just happy to be there. I mean, I know you want to excel, but, I mean, when you arrive at Florida Atlantic, what's your expectations? I mean, if I talked to you as a freshman, I guess, at Florida Atlantic, what would have been your goal? If, you know, I'm going to say, hey, when you leave here, what would have been the goal?
Yeah. My goal was really to take advantage of every opportunity I got. So when I first got to school, I could go to school. I was going to spend 4 years in school. I knew that, playing football. Spent 4 years in school. I decided, you know, I'm going to make a major that's worthwhile. And I picked an engineering degree, and I just went with it from there. You know, if I get on this team, once I get on this team, I'm going to become a starter. Once I become a starter, you know, I'm going to become an NFL prospect. I'm going to keep working. I just took it for what it was after I, you know, got these different stages of my, you know, of my career and these different accomplishments. And I just, you know, kept working towards the next step. I never really stopped to, like, pat myself on the back or anything. I just kept working for more and more. So, I guess that was, you know, that was my goal just increased as I, you know, got more and more. I just kept wanting more and more. So that's really how I ended up today.
Man, I can't wait to talk to you a year from now. You'll be like rookie of the year. I'll be like, what was the goal? You're like, you know, to get some reps with the first team. And then it was to make the Pro Bowl. Then it was to be MVP in the league. I mean, you got to start somewhere. I mean, and like I said, a fantastic journey, and I do appreciate you stopping by and kind of enlightening us on how you got to where you are. I mean, because it's definitely not the norm what you've been able to, you know, accomplish, and the dedication, the drive is just second to none. I mean, to have that kind of confidence in yourself and then to act on it and, you know, folks out there listening, I mean, think about this kid. He's making his own highlight tapes while he's working. I mean, that's a testament to yourself and the hard work. I love it, Shira. I love it, man. So, I mean, when does the NFL start to become, you know, something you can actually say, hey, there might be a light at the end of the tunnel. It says National Football League on it. When do you kind of start picking up on that sense that this is coming your way?
Well, the NFL became real when when I started seeing people that I play with make it. I seen, you know, the hard work and dedication and the time you have to put into this to be great, to, you know, to play in the NFL, to get that shot to play in the NFL. So I had teammates under me, Keith Reese, Dejon Smith, DBs also, and I played DB. So those are the DBs, and Randell Johnson, to say, you know, the ones off the top of my head that played at FAU, and you know, they did it. They went to the NFL, and they're playing in it today. So, and I seen how they prepared every day, and I seen how they, you know, how hard they worked and stuff. So, me seeing that, and you know, I could really go get it. I knew it was achievable after I seen that. Like, okay, you know, if I work as hard as him, if I do this, if I handle my business how I'm supposed to, then, you know, I can get that shot as well. So, that's when it really became real.
That's awesome, like I said, and it's fun seeing, at least talking to you, kind of going, you know, how this becomes fruition for you. I mean, NFL scouts, I mean, you're out invited to the Tropic Bowl, you're invited to, you play in that, and then you go out to Los Angeles, you play in the NFLPA game, another opportunity. I mean, great, you know, as well. I mean, going through the process, you know, priceless opportunities to have these scouts spend some time with you and know you on a one-on-one basis. What was those experiences like? I mean, you know, being able to rub elbows with all these scouts, and what did you pick up on what they like about you?
Well, you know, first of all, getting the opportunity to go to these places and compete with these different players from all over the country, all these great players and these great coaches, to be coached by these different coaches that's done great things in their life in football was a great opportunity. I had fun doing it. I got to learn a lot. I was coached at the NFLPA Bowl by Dale Green, a Hall of Famer. cornerback, a defensive back. So whenever you get a chance to pick a Hall of Famer's brain, you should take advantage of it. So that was definitely a great experience. Just going around and being able to compete with these different players from all over the country. I'm from Florida. My school is in Florida. We've only played teams down here in the South for the most part. I could probably count on one hand that we went up north to, you know, the Midwest to play in a football game. But so it was just a good experience. I got to play against all these guys from the West Coast that, you know, I would never have played against in college. So just to go out there and compete against these guys, different talent from all over the country, I think it was a great experience.
Excellent, excellent stuff. Once again, Sherrod Neesman, the standout from Florida Atlantic, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. If you're in the film room, you're watching tape with scouts, I mean, what do you think they're going to love about you? What are those qualities and traits of the position that you bring that they're going to fall in love with?
I think they'll like the way I get to the ball. Every play, not just, you know, a highlight. Every play they can see me hustling to the ball. I think they'll like my versatility. If they watch enough of my film, they see I not only play safety, also play nickel. I also play both safeties. Also, as a safety, I was coming up pressing, playing man-to-man. So just all those different traits in me, my aggressiveness, how aggressive I am, how well I can cover the field when I'm back deep, how well I, you know, react on run pass, you know, the trigger when I have a run fit, those different things. I think they'll like that stuff about me, and that's what will stand out to them as watching film.
Nice. That's excellent stuff. And is there anything that goes unnoticed? I mean, is there anything that these guys won't be able to pick up on film that's definitely something they should know about?
Well, they can't see – you really can't see how well someone knows defense. I mean, you can see them reacting, and that can kind of give you a sense. But I think I know defense real well. Like I said, I played almost every position in the defensive backfield, all of them, including even outside linebacker. So I know defense real well. I understand defense real well. So that's about it, though. That's a good thing about it.
Excellent stuff. I cannot wait to find out where you go next weekend. And I'm thinking, we talked with Cravon LeBlanc down at the East-West Shrine Game, and we have you on today. Obviously, you guys are stupendously talented. What's it going to be like for that FAU secondary next year? They're going to be missing some potent guys. You guys got guys to step up?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we're losing some big-time ball players, but we got some young guys to step up and going to get the job done for sure.
Good, you're good. And obviously, I'm sure plenty of people were kind of reaching out to you. You went through this process, but you signed with Precision Sports, Christina Phillips. You know, how did you know she was going to be the best fit for you? Very important decision.
Yeah, it was. And I knew very early on that she was probably going to be the best fit for me. Our visions matched up perfectly. What she wanted, what she saw in me, and, you know, what I believe I can do myself, everything I could, you know, I thought of myself. She knew it, and you know, she had watched film. She knew football real well, and she seen everything, all those, you know, the traits that makes me stand out. And she seen all of that just by watching. She didn't know me that well, and when I talked to her, tell that, you know, she knew enough about me, and she saw, she had the same vision I did. And from that day on, it kind of stuck. I had other agents reaching out to me. She was just, you know, the best fit for me. So, yeah, that's why I ended up going with her.
She got a good eye, especially with defensive backs. I remember being down at the Shrine Game, and she didn't represent him, but she was on Josh Norman early. We obviously know what Josh Norman turned out to be, but Christina was, I mean, she was basically giving me the scouting report on Josh Norman, and that was before, you know, he was a fringe guy at the time, so it wasn't like he was Josh Norman, the guy we speak of now. Once again, Sherrod Neesman here on the C2P. Sherrod, before we let you go, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Now, if you had to earn some extra money besides playing in the NFL, would we be more likely to see you up on stage as the lead singer of a popular boy band, or would we be more inclined to see you up on or up on the runway as a fashion runway model styling some clothes?
Probably a fashion runway model over the boy band lead singer. Yeah, just because I can't sing that well, so... But it would definitely be the runway model.
Nice. And then the final question before we let you go today, and we do appreciate you again stopping by. Female celebrities, and usually this is the question I think you gentlemen enjoy answering the most. If you could take out any female celebrity for a bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
Oh, that's a tough one. Any female celebrity.
It's your show. Any female celebrity.
let me think. I don't know, maybe I'd take out Megan Good.
There you go. Her name is frequently brought up. Beautiful lady, talented lady, solid choice. That's a good draft pick.
Everyone's trying to take out my lady, huh?
Yeah, they are, man. They are, yeah. So you better protect her. Yeah, like I said, her name is frequent. Just so you know, I think usually we announce the winner on the night of the draft, and I think Beyonce is going to win, and last year, Rihanna won. Beyonce won a couple times before that. I think Alicia Keys won a couple times. But Megan Good's like the Kansas City Chiefs, like 11-5 every year, but they never get quite all the way. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Very good team, though.
Okay.
But hey, you know what I mean? Fantastic selection. But, hey, man, we appreciate you sharing your time with us. I cannot wait to find out where you land next week. Obviously, bigger and brighter things are in your – stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate your time today.
Thanks so much, Bo. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Sherrod Neesman, the standout FAU safety, kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.